With me on the phone lines, our Friday night girl, Nicole Nordeman. Welcome to the Delilah Show.
Thank you so much.
I have been playing your music and listening to your music and sharing your music with my kids for years, but I think this is the first time I've got to interview you.
It is the first time, and I've been a fan of yours for a long, long time, so this is a real thrill for me. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. So where is home for you and your family?
I am in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I have been for about 7 years now. Before that, was in Dallas, but Oklahoma is home now, and I'm very happy about that.
Oklahoma is home because that's where you grew up, or Oklahoma is home because that's where God just took you?
That's kind of just where God took me. You know, we were living in Dallas, and a lot of our extended family, aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas and cousins were in the Oklahoma area, and we just really felt like we wanted our kids to just grow up around family. So that's what brought us here.
So, Nicole Nordeman, you have a song and now a book that every mother and many fathers, but all the moms that I know, the first time they listen to the song, they're just like reduced to the ugly cry.
Yeah. This song, it was just such an accidental thing, really. Of course, looking back, I don't think it was accidental at all. But my son was graduating from the fifth grade, and the teachers in his school asked if I would sing a song at their little graduation ceremony. And I kind of forgot that I'd agreed to do it. And so at the last minute, the night before, I was like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to sing? What on earth would I have to say to fifth graders that they wouldn't think is terribly lame? And I didn't want to embarrass Charlie, of course. So
let's be honest, Mom.
Yeah.
Anything you say or do around a fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth grader is going to be terribly lame.
It's absolutely lame. If you ever have any disillusion that you might be somewhat cool, just go spend some time with middle schoolers and you'll be corrected quickly.
You'll quickly realize how uncool you are. Okay, so you had agreed to sing a song at your son's fifth grade graduation, and because you're a mom, how many kids do you have?
I have two kids. My daughter is 8.
So two kids, busy mom, recording artist, author, flying around here and there, trying to keep all the balls in the air. You forgot.
I forgot, and I was mad at myself for forgetting because it was such an important sort of milestone, and it was important to him, and of course, very emotional for me just as a parent. He's sort of, you know, leaving elementary school and this milestone transition into middle school, and I was mad that I had forgotten and that it wasn't more on my radar. So I sat down at the piano after they were in bed, and I just kind of started rehearsing songs that I, you know, perform frequently that would be familiar or, you know, might sort of fit the event. And for whatever reason, I just felt so emotional, like it sort of hit me out of nowhere. Like this is, like he's really graduating, you know, into this next phase of life. And so I made the grave mistake of pulling out old photo albums.
No, you didn't go there.
It was a disaster. I was full on ugly crying by myself at the piano at 2 a.m. I just thought, how in the world can I slow this down? They're just growing up too fast and I have no control over it. And so I just started singing about the pictures that I was looking at and the memories that I had held in my heart, and then gave birth to this little song that I sang the next morning at his graduation ceremony.
And was every other mother that was there crying along with you?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm sure I sang it horribly because I could barely get through it. But yeah, we were all just so emotional and it meant so much. And I really thought that would be the end of it. I thought that was my gift to Charlie and to his classmates and to the other parents. And no one even recorded it. You know, it was just kind of a private moment. And then I had a couple moms say to me, you've got to record that song. And I thought, they're being sweet, you know, everyone's sort of caught up in the moment. So I played it for some folks at my record label with a million apologies and disclaimers, you know, for the mom song. And everyone was in agreement that this needed to be shared with a wider audience because it's such a universal feeling that we so badly want to freeze time and we can't. And there's just some beauty and some lament in that. And so I thought, you know what? I think I'll share this with more people than just were in the room that day.
So how old is Charlie now?
He's 14 now. So if I was uncool then, I am considerably more uncool now. I'm
uber
sure.
uncool now. And does he give you the eye roll, like, constantly?
Yes, it's the eye roll, and it's, you know, I remember being that age. I really do. And I loved my parents. I had a great relationship with them. But, you know, I also was just so embarrassed. Like, they tried to be cool, and they were not cool. And they tried to be funny, and they were not funny. And I'm that person now, and it's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Oh,
love
yeah.
It.
So tell me about the little book that has now come out to kind of partner with Slow Down the Song.
Sure. Well, the song first became a video. And again, that was just very.
That's when I saw it. That's when I did the ugly cry, the video.
Yeah.
That was my ugly cry.
And we didn't expect, you know, again, it was just like, let's put together some video footage of our friends and their babies and these kids that I've grown up with, and just kind of as a little companion to the song. And then when it really went viral almost overnight, I think everyone thought, well, we've really tapped into something really special here, and obviously people are really connecting. So
obviously all the moms are really crying, just like Delilah is right now.
So out of that experience came this idea for a gift book. And really what it is, Delilah, is just it's just a collection of essays, very personal moments from my own life as a mom, the not pretty moments, the messy moments, the beautiful moments. And I just wanted to write those stories out as an extension of the song to share with other people.
You're really good, Nicole, at unmasking and being real with the, like mm-hmm. you said, the not pretty moments. That's kind of that's kind of become your identity, is getting real and encouraging people to get real.
Well, thank you for saying that. I definitely feel like the people who have encouraged me most in my life, whether they are speakers or authors or pastors or artists, are the ones who aren't afraid to sort of pull the curtain back and expose their own brokenness and ugliness and just to be transparent. I think that's really how we heal each other and how we support each other, is by letting ourselves really be seen and known. So thank you for that. That's a high compliment if you feel like my music says that as well.
I appreciate so much, especially when you encourage young women and young people not to buy into the hype, not to not to feel like they have to cover up, not to feel like they have to disguise who their true nature and who their true self is, or live up to someone else's expectations. And I love that about you.
Well, I think like anyone who's walked a bit of a journey, it's easy to talk about the miles that you yourself have traveled. And so I can say that to younger women or younger audience, because I've been that false self, and I have put up that mask, and I have tried to be someone I'm not, tried to be a better Christian than I am, or a better mom than I really am behind the scenes. And it's exhausting to try to maintain that kind of a facade. So anytime we can just be ourselves with each other is a real gift.
Nicole Nordeman, welcome back. We are talking about your sweet song and your new book, Embracing the Everyday Moments of Motherhood. Slow Down, Embracing the Everyday Moments of Motherhood. And with all the storms of life raging around us, wildfires and hurricanes and solar flares and earthquakes, I think now is such an important time to remind people that all we have is this moment, this hour. And we need to slow down. We need to slow down and love on our kids and bask in the joy of these moments.
Yeah.
Nicole Nordeman, Slow Down. Thank you. God bless you, honey.
Thanks, Delilah. You too.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah.